Hello, I'm Bruce Edwards, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. Today, the IMF presents its latest world economic outlook and says global growth is picking up.
Momentum in the global economy has been building since the middle of last year, allowing us to reaffirm our earlier forecasts of higher global growth this year and next.
IMF chief economist Morris Obstfeld revealed the new forecasts at a press conference in Washington earlier today.
We project the world economy to grow at a pace of 3.5% in 2017, up from 3.1% last year, and at a pace of 3.6% in 2018. This improvement comes primarily from good economic news for Europe and Asia, as well as our continuing expectation for higher growth this year in the U.S.
But Obstfeld said despite these signs of strength, many other countries will continue to struggle this year with growth rates significantly below previous forecasts.
Commodity prices have firmed since early 2016, but at low levels, and many commodity exporters remain challenged, notably in the Middle East, Africa, and Latin America. At the same time, a combination of adverse weather conditions and civil unrest threatened several low-income countries with mass starvation.
Other uncertainties stem from the two largest economies, Obstfeld said, with rapid credit growth in China and upward pressure on the dollar from a faster U.S. recovery.
U.S. fiscal policy still seems likely to turn more expansionary over the next couple of years. If the slack remaining in the U.S. economy is small, the result could be inflation and a faster than expected pace of interest rate rises, reinforcing dollar strength and possibly causing difficulties for emerging and some developing economies, especially those with dollar pegs or extensive dollar-denominated debts. As for China, its desirable rebalancing process continues, yet growth has remained reliant on domestic credit expansion so rapid that it may cause financial stability problems down the road. These problems could in turn spill over to other countries.
Obstfeld said aside from policy uncertainties, there are distinct threats emerging from the growth of domestic political movements skeptical of international economic integration. Trade, Obstfeld said, has led to impressive per capita income gains and declines in poverty throughout the world.
A broad withdrawal from multilateralism could lead to such self-inflicted wounds as widespread protectionism or a competitive race to the bottom in financial oversight, a struggle of each against all that would leave all countries worse off.
Obstfeld said while the global economy is showing signs of a recovery, international cooperation is key to sustaining the momentum.
International growth and stability rely on multilateral collaboration across a range of problems that spill over national borders, not just trade. The challenges include financial oversight, tax avoidance, climate, disease, refugee policy, and famine relief. Historically, inclusive, cooperative approaches to interdependence have worked best. National policymakers, however, must do the hard work to ensure that the gains from harnessing interdependence, which are substantial, are also broadly shared.
That was Morris Obstfeld, IMF Chief Economic Counselor, talking about the latest world economic outlook. You can read the full report at imf.org. And you can hear more IMF podcasts like this one on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts.